Well, that's not necessarily the way it works out. The rain doesn't wash our problems away sometimes. It brings more problems. Good morning. I'm Scoot. Going back to the old days, I'm Scoot in the morning. Scoot on the air. If you're listening to the show, you are up right now, probably dealing with some problems. And if you want to share any of those problems with us, we'd love to know what you are dealing with right now. I was able to get just a little bit of a nap in there, which it was very, very refreshing. But we're continuing our 24-hour coverage right now of Francine, which I guess is technically a tropical storm at this point, moving inland. And we're just starting to get a sense of many of the problems and the damages from the wind and then the water, the rain. And as much as we can blame the sewage and water board for some things, as much as we want to blame the pumps and the systems, in situations like this, you can't really blame the sewage and water board. You can't really blame the systems because there's just no system that can deal with that much rain. I heard Cynthia Lee Shang. I mean, has she gotten any sleep at all? Is Cynthia Lee Shang, like, still awake? Is she, like, awake all the time? Man, she's really been there on top of this. And so have a lot of the officials. And you've all done a really great job in giving us and giving the people of your parishes a lot of really vital information. And, you know, the people of your parishes like to hear from you. They like to hear what's going on. They like to know that you're doing your job and that you're on top of this. This is why they voted for you. And so I really applaud all of you who have been so available to give us information for the people of your different parishes. So, we'll do the best we can to continue to update you on what is going on. As far as a weather event, I can't really tell. It is dark outside. I can't really tell what a threat this is in terms of weather at this point for the immediate New Orleans area. Now, for some of you to the north of New Orleans, just to the northeast of New Orleans, this is going to continue to be a problem. And heading up toward Jackson right now, and there's just a lot of rain here. And systems, if there are systems in place, systems can't deal with everything. So I've heard about flooding in Metairie. I've heard about a lot of flooding in Kenner. And there is water in many homes. A lot of people are without power. But some people, miraculously, are not without power. I saw somebody with a flooded home, and it looked like they still had power. So, you know, I'm sure if you had a choice, what would you rather have? Would you rather be out of power or would you rather your home be flooded? I'm sure a lot of people would choose being out of power because it's a lot easier to deal with that because the power is going to come back on. If you've got water in your home, just think about the construction issues and the things that you're going to have to deal with. I'm Scoot, and if you want to join us with a comment, we've all been through this before. Some of you may be going through this for the first time. God bless you. We've all been through this before. The storm seemed to kind of, I got the impression that the storm seemed to slow down, or some of the thunderstorms seemed to slow down just right over the New Orleans area, causing just a lot of rain. You know, we were talking before the storm that everybody to the west of I-55 was going to have a stronger impact. But when you look at how this storm wobbled, and it wobbled, I mean, it's bringing to mind the song The Wobble. You know, the song, if you're going to do a soundtrack for this this storm as it was going through the area, you know, do The Wobble. Because it wobbled, and it was amazing that it really took a different kind of jag, a jag here and a jag there, and the wobbling effect really was kind of amazing. I don't remember seeing that. I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't recall of seeing that. It wasn't a straight line. It wasn't a line that, you know, started straight and moved a little bit. No, it did jag kind of back and forth a few times. Coleman is our studio producer. Coleman, good morning again.
Good morning, Scoot. How we doing?
I'm good. Did you get a little sleep?
Not as much as I would like. I think I dozed off a little bit.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time I dozed off, I got one of those extreme weather alerts on my iPhone. So it went, bah, 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 and it woke me up.
Yeah, that will wake you up. I had the TV on in the background in my office, and air mattress in my office, and boy, at first I just could not go to sleep, and I think I finally did doze off a little bit, but at least I dozed off enough to be fresh enough to be here and to be on the air, and I appreciate your commitment and just the commitment of everybody here. I'm going to mention all of the people who are involved in all of the work that goes into the information that I'm able to give out on the show. Earlier yesterday, I talked to TV meteorologist Pate Malone at Channel 4, and he described, I asked him, you know, I said, all of these storms have their own personalities. And they do. They have their own personality. And so from the standpoint of a meteorologist, somebody who studies weather, I thought it would be really fascinating to you know, ask him, what kind of personality do you think this storm has? Or what stands out in your mind about the personality of this particular storm? And he was just thinking earlier about how Hurricane Francine is the evil twin of Hurricane Zeta, which hit in October of 2020. October 28th. That's really late in the season. You know, Halloween was approaching. I think we had really nice weather right after that. But Hurricane Zeta was a Cat 3 and winds up to 115 miles per hour. So Hurricane Francine is the evil twin of Hurricane Zeta. I don't remember a lot about Hurricane Zeta.
Well, before the right at the beginning of hurricane season, you know, they gave you the list of names that the storms were going to be named.
Yep.
And it just so happens that my first name is Chris. I'm Chris Coleman. So there was supposed to be a Hurricane Chris. So I screenshot that to all of my friends. I said, look, if anything happens on the third hurricane, don't blame me. One of my friends says we won't even hear everything from Hurricane Chris because he's an introvert. He doesn't like to be bothered with anybody. And sure enough, it went from Barrow to what was the D one?
I don't remember.
We heard nothing about Hurricane Chris. So I texted back like, you was absolutely correct. Chris didn't even want to be bothered with anybody, so he just dissipated.
So it's kind of like your personality. The storm kind of had your personality. It's something we go through. And you know, there may be people listening around the country right now and hearing what we're dealing with. It's a normal day for everybody else. And, you know, I do a talk show 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL. And I watched the debate. I took notes during the debate. I really wanted to talk about the debate yesterday, but we weren't able to do that because we're dealing with this storm. And when you have a storm like this, everything pretty much goes by the wayside. You really don't, really nothing else matters. And isn't that a reminder about how much we put into politics today? That, you know, there are some things that that even supersede politics. And when there's nothing else going on, when we don't have any other problems, we focus so much on politics. And maybe the great divide in America is due in part to the idea that in America, life is pretty damn good. And we really don't have a lot of, I mean, we all have our personal problems. We all have our personal issues and things to deal with, finances or whatever. We all have that to deal with. But as a country, collectively as Americans, we don't have many problems. And I don't want to get into politics here, but I think this is a pretty great country right now. And we get so invested and so embedded in politics and the hate that goes along with it. We've personalized politics to the point where, man, if you say something negative about a candidate that somebody's supporting, they take that so personally, they start attacking you. And I see it on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And the comments about what I post, you know, it's okay to have a different opinion, but man, some of the ugliness is unnecessary. But the fact that we now in the New Orleans area and in the Gulf South, in this whole area, we can't worry about politics. You know, we're coming together as people. We're coming together to help each other and to deal with this storm. And so when it comes to politics, we've got a problem right now. We don't care about politics. And it shows you that I think, again, one of the reasons that we get so into politics is because we have time, because we don't have the big distractions. We don't, you know, most people are not starving, although God knows there are too many starving people in our country. But people are not, you know, starving on a daily basis. Most people are not. And just the idea of paying so much attention to the nitpicking of politics that we, you know, well, this is what he said, this is what she said, this is what, you know, this is what this caller said, this, you know, we get involved in such nitpicking that really it's because we don't have anything else to worry about. So right now we're worrying about this storm and we're continuing to talk about this. If you're listening to our show and you're in this area and you've had any damage, or if you want to report on flooding, I would love to get some reports on flooding. Some of you are still awake. Have you been outside? Have you taken a look at your neighborhood? I would love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear about my own neighborhood. I'm not there. I live at West End. That's in the general Lakeview area, but I live in West End. I live across the street from the floodgate. I'm that close to the lake, and I'd like to know how it is out there. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We have some very relatable bumper music planned, as we always do on my show from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And for those of you listening around the country, if you're looking for a radio show to listen to, I hope you'll join us. It's 1 to 4 New Orleans time. It's a central time, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And if you don't have it, download the Audacy app. That's the name of our parent company, Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Audacy app. And in fact, if you download the Audacy app, which is free, by the way, if you download the Audacy app, you can listen to our show anytime you want to. You can rewind the show and listen to the entire show. You can listen to 1 hour, or you can listen to some of the highlights. So, you know, you can check into that every day. I will tell you this without getting into politics. I'm a registered independent. I'm a radical moderate. And I don't have a problem with calling out either side. And our show really is an alternative to a lot of shows that are out there. So enough about that. I would love to hear from you. We're going to get to some of your text messages coming up. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And thanks to our studio producer, Coleman. Cullen Steele is our show producer. And we'll continue to update you on what's going on in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. It was a dark, stormy night. It's a dark, stormy morning for many of you. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue our coverage of Francine on WWL. Hey, here's the great news. Francine is going to be out of here, and we're going to have a beautiful weekend. No rain, high in the upper 80s. And I think there's going to be a nice breeze and less humidity. I'm Scoot on the air, live on WWL, and we continue with our coverage of Francine. One of the areas that was really hard hit by Francine is Lafourche Parish, and Archie Chasson is the president of Lafourche Parish. He is awake and joins us on WWL. Archie, thank you for being awake, and welcome to WWL.
Good morning, Scoot. Glad to be with you.
Have you got any sleep?
Absolutely not, but that's okay. That's part of the job, and that's what we're here to do.
I opened the show applauding all of you who have been available and all of you in the different parishes who have been up and have been willing and have been on top of it to give information to your voters and to your community, even the people who didn't vote for you. You guys have done a miraculous job, and at times like this, you really rise to the occasion, and I give all of you a lot of credit. So let's talk about Lafourche Parish. Tell me what you think is the biggest issue there in the parish.
Look, the biggest issue for us wound up being the amount of rainfall we saw in North Lafourche and parts of the Sixth Ward. Every bit of the kind of forecasted amounts and then some fell down. We have some areas that received, you know, upwards of 10 inches of rain in a very short period of time, in about 2.5 hours. So for us in our drainage system, it was very hard to handle. We have reports right now of about 12 homes that we know that flooded. We fully expect that number to probably grow by a few as our damage assessments continue this morning, and we start to get the sun to come up. We did have one of the Lafourche Parish Housing Authority complexes in Thibodaux that took on some water, so we evacuated 26 people out of that complex and a series of garden homes and got them to our shelter somewhere around midnight. So we're going to work with the housing authority to begin to figure out exactly how much water entered those units and then what we have to do to fix them to return those residents to some sort of normalcy as quickly as we can. The wind was not too big of a factor. It blew. We had areas that saw those 100-mile-an-hour gusts with sustained winds in the 60s and 70s. So we have a few, down power lines, of course. We have some tree debris that we're going to have to get going in the morning. Our local fire departments, along with the sheriff's office, have done a great job with clearing those roadways and getting those main arteries open so things can be at a first responders can continue to start to move around, doing damage assessments, getting to things that we need to think of. That's really going to ramp in the gear as the sun comes up. And all of our public works crews begin to move around and start to address the issues that we can see.
Archie, where were you able to take the 26 people who were rescued?
So they all went to our shelter at the Lockport Community Center. The sheriff's office was actually able to get them out using a couple of their high water pickup trucks. And then we loaded them onto a couple of the parish buses that we use for transit and moved them actually down the bayou, believe it or not, into the Lockport Community Center.
What was the reaction when you guys showed up?
I think first of all, it's gratitude, right? That, but again, that's what the sheriff's office, our first responders do day to day. And we have such an awesome network between police, fire, EMS. So it was no shock that was pulled off by the sheriff's office, and we were able to get them to safe ground. And then it turned into, okay, how do we fix things, and when do we get to go back home? So we're going to work with them throughout the morning, this morning as the sun comes up, to figure out exactly how many of those housing units were damaged, how bad the damage is, and then what that return home for them is going to look like.
How widespread is the power outage?
So it's most of the, almost all of the parish. I think we have, believe it or not, Port Fouchon still has power all the way down south, and there's a little pocket in the La Rose area that has power. But for the vast majority of us, that power is gone. Riding around late last night, midnight-ish, 1 o'clock in the morning, there's not a whole lot of power poles that are down. So we're hopeful that it's just some strand wires that have broken, that it's some circuits that may have tripped. And energy is going to be able to get the power back on very quickly. I would still have to, be willing to bet it's going to be a day or so before we get the whole parish back on. But I'm very hopeful that some of the resiliency efforts they made after Hurricane Ida are going to pay off, and we're going to be able to put power back on, fairly quickly for people. But it's going to be uncomfortable for a little while, Scoot.
Yeah, but the good news is it's not as brutally hot as it might have been if this were in August or late July. We've had the power go out and the temperatures have been in the 90s, and that's not the case. So, upper 80s, it's going to be warm enough, upper 80s by this weekend. But it's going to be uncomfortable, but it could be a lot worse.
No doubt, Scoot. So we just want to remind people as they, as they get out into their yards, please remember to be careful with chainsaws and power tools, and remember to hydrate yourself. Remember to watch out for your neighbors, and lend a hand to those who may be a little bit older, maybe a little bit not able to do the things that you can do. We're a great community here, Scoot, and I have no doubt that it's going to do what it always does, and the community is going to rally around itself. And we're going to help each other get through this.
Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, thanks for being with us. And thoughts and prayers are with you. Best of luck. And thank you for doing such a great job for the people of your community.
Thanks, Scoot. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. All right, let's get to a few of your phone calls. Let's go to Mid-City. And Julie joins us on WWL. Julie, good afternoon. Tell me how you weathered the storm.
Oh, I am fine. I'm happy because I've already had a couple beers. because I'm home. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but Scoot, man, you're usually on in the afternoon.
Yeah, I am. And what we do this time of year, when these things happen, we turn this station into kind of a dormitory, and we all hang out here and sleep here. And
we pull together.
Yep,
yeah,
we do.
I know. I remember, Scoot, Corey Johnson. During Katrina, being out on a boat and reporting on WWL radio. That's when I kept WWL radio on practically 24 hours.
For so many people, this is their only source of information because the power is out and they've got a battery operated radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes to show you that with MTV and video didn't kill the radio star, and with television and predictions that TV was going to take over radio. Radio is still a viable medium and very important to the community. So we're still here for you. Yeah, I'm glad you are enjoying a couple of beverages. It's okay. Again, it's okay if you're home and you don't see any flooding in Mid-City.
Well, what I have is I'm in my kitchen right now, and I've got my lantern, my Coleman lantern with the little, like, 1 pound propane thing on the bottom of it, which that I can light up, which makes the whole room
okay,
sort
so,
of light up.
So you don't have power.
Oh, no. It went out about 8:30.
All right. When you get those beers out of the refrigerator, make sure you don't keep it open very long.
I do. Yes. Thank you, Scoot.
Open it really quickly. All right, Julie, listen, I'm glad you're okay, and just hang in there because I'm sure you'll get power back as soon as you can.
Julie sounds like how I want to feel right now. I'm jealous of Julie right
now.
She's
listen, and I got a text here. For those of you who don't know, Coleman, studio producer, Coleman is known to enjoy beverages, and I got a text a few minutes ago. Let me see if I can find this for you, Coleman, because it was directed to you. It was a text. Oh, here it is. It says, "Coleman, I've got some Wild Turkey American Honey. Ever try it? I guess it's a recommendation for you to try that."
You know what? I would call that a turkey sandwich, because if it was Thanksgiving, I'd have some Wild Turkey, pour some honey on it. So if you mix those two together, it'll be a turkey sandwich drink.
Hey, it's your way of enjoying turkey for Thanksgiving. You know, honestly, we talked to Cullen Steele, our show producer right now, is trying to get information for us and people for us, and I'm not going to name the official, but he called one official, and the official was honest and said, honestly, I've had just a little bit too much Maker's Mark. Isn't that the whiskey?
Yeah, that's the one where they put the stamp thing on. Yeah.
He said, I've had a little too much Maker's Mark, and I really don't want to come on the air right now. But you know what? He probably deserves it. Let's go to Mike and Harvey. Mike, you're on the air. Tell us what you experienced in Harvey, and is there any flooding?
No, we don't have any flood at our house, but electricity went off around 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was going to be on for a couple of hours. But I guess wrong.
You know, Mike,
without electricity.
If you lost power at 6, that was really early on in the storm. Very early on in the storm.
Yeah. And what it is, my wife and me both are senior citizens. We're up in our 70s. You've met me several times at the store in Harvey when you was doing out of the studio broadcast.
Perfume headquarters, yeah. I remember you, Mike. So, do you guys have what you need? Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, but I just, you know, my wife is not supposed to be in a place with heating up like our house is.
Yeah.
And I was hoping if they could, you know, possibly, you know, emphasize and try to get to some of the senior citizens that need help in some of these neighborhoods.
Yeah, we're going to try and get an update from Energy, and you know, Energy made some changes after Hurricane Ida, and let's hope that those changes mean that the power can come back on more quickly, and let's also hope that some of the damage is not serious.
Give you my address and telephone number off the air in case somebody from Energy wants to call me with any details.
Okay, I'll have you stay on hold, and Coleman is going to take your information. All right, Mike, thanks. I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue with our coverage of Hurricane Francine, now I guess a tropical storm. If you want to join us, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear First of all, why are you up? It's 2:30, 2:39. It's like just almost getting close to 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing up? Are you distracted by being out of power? Are you distracted by flooding? Is there flooding in your home? I'd love to know what you're experiencing. And it's important for other people to know that what they're dealing with is not unique to them. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with a problem, it's nice to know that there are other people who are dealing with the same thing, and you're not alone. So if you want to share any of that information with us, the flooding that is in Metairie, the flooding that is in Kenner, let us know about that if you can. And did you have any wind damage? It seems like, and it seemed like this was going to be the case from the beginning, that with Hurricane Francine, the biggest issue was going to be the rain and not the wind. But when you've got winds gusting up to 100 miles an hour, you're going to have some damage. You know, you've got sustained winds just constantly hitting a structure at even 50, 60 miles an hour, and you're going to have damage. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870.
And for Mike, I will get his information off the air, but if it's a real emergency for anybody in Mike's situation, it'd probably be best right now to call 911 if it's truly an emergency, because from what I understand, some of the energy companies cannot roll out until the wind subsides to a certain degree. If the wind is moving too fast, it'll be too dangerous for them to get up on the poles and start working the line. So what the energy companies are doing, they're waiting for the all clear so they can go out and assess the damage for them, not for us, but so they can go out and assess the damage. Right now, it's too dangerous for them to go out to assess the damage. They have to wait.
You know, Coleman, people complain about how robotic our society is becoming, but what if it gets to the point where we can send robots up there to start doing that. I mean, the robot
have drones to go up on it. Yeah, that would probably be best.
Send a robot up there. The robot goes up. Okay, the robot falls off the ladder. Well, you know, you fix the robot. You got somebody there. You get a doctor who fixes robots. So, you know, there could be some advantages to more of a robotic society. Anyway, I think the wind speed is 30 miles an hour. If it goes below 30 miles an hour, they can get out there. We're going to learn a lot when the sun starts to come up. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. One of the songs that we always play, or I always play, when it's raining heavily, or when there's a storm like this, is the song Riders on the Storm. And I found this really interesting version of Riders on the Storm. This is Snoop Dogg and the Doors. Unique version of Riders on the Storm, Snoop Dogg and the Doors. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. We have all been through some stormy weather in the Deep South. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad that you're alive and listening. I'm sorry if you're without power. You're not alone. A lot of people are without power. And for many of you, your only contact with the outside world is WWL Radio and your battery-powered radio. And we're happy to do our job. And at times like this, we put politics, we put everything aside, and we do our job. Let me get to a couple of your texts. Also, we have another call to get to. Here's a text that says, that Doors Snoop Dogg song that you just played is what is spread all over our street. Garbage. Well, you know, the judgment of art is always very subjective. Here's a comment. This is from Tracy in Gentilly. Hi, Scoot. We're in Gentilly by UNO. There hasn't been any flooding here. Power went out around 7 p.m. Husband and I are usually up very late, currently charging our phones in the car, and we're cooking a very late dinner. Well, Tracy, yeah, I would say this is a very late dinner, borderline getting close to breakfast. But, you know, you guys enjoy it. It sounds like you have a good attitude. I'm sorry you're without power, but you're going to get through this. And right now, you know, the temperature's not that bad. It's really not. I mean, we've been blessed with some weather. It could be a lot worse than this. I mean, I remember storms where the power goes out and it's in the mid-80s at night. And even worse than that during the day. So, look, this is not that bad. Hopefully, energy and all the power companies get everybody up and running. Here's a text that says, good morning, Scoot. Thanks for starting off positive with the show. I was ready to complain, but perspective is everything. And I have, it has been an honor to ride out this storm with my 98-year-old mother. And like in a country where we're all able to recover from a significant storm, and yesterday was 9/11, how fast we forget what is truly important. Thank you, and that's from Lee. Lee, thank you for your comment. I did take a moment when I was on the air yesterday afternoon to mention that it was 9/11 and to mention what kind of country we can be. Unfortunately, we're not that country right now, but we can be the country that we were after 9/11. And it shouldn't take 9/11 to bring us together. 9/11 really, you know, it just it turned us into one nation. We're not that today. And it's really sad to me. And I see how things change. But when something happens, things change temporarily. You know, right now for us, it's the storm. And we're paying attention to this and not paying attention to politics. And as I said at the opening of the show, one of the things I think that has led to this great divide in America is we have it pretty good in this country. You know, we're pretty comfortable. And so we have the luxury of worrying about all the little nitpicking things that we worry about when it comes to politics. All right, let's go to Kenner and Harris. Harris, I want you to tell me what you're experiencing in Kenner, because I've heard of a lot of flooding in Kenner.
That's the main thing I'm having trouble with, flooding right now. School is flooded, never flooded like this for Katrina or nothing. This is the worst flood I ever had. My car's ruined. It's right. All the way up to my door now. I hope it don't come in the house.
So the flooding has ruined your car, but it's not in the house yet. I'm hoping that it's going to, at this point, it's going to subside and some of the pumping is going to catch up, because the worst of the rain is over. But I'm sorry about your car, Harris. And, you know, it's really interesting that each storm has something different for different people. And here you've gone through Katrina and Ida and these other storms, and Isaac and Zeta, and here's the storm. It was Hurricane Francine that caused flooding that you've never seen before. So I'm sorry you're dealing with that, but hopefully it doesn't get into your home, because, you know, the insurance company is going to take care of your car.
Yeah, I hope so. And it don't seem like it's going down any at all for the last few hours. But thank God power's out and all, and the flooding's just the worst thing I ever seen in all the storms I've been through. Mm. I've been out here since Katrina, before Katrina too, you know. But this flooding is really bad out here in Canada.
Yeah, well, Harris, I'm really sorry you're dealing with that. Thoughts and prayers are with you, and I know you're going to get through this, and one day you're going to look back, and it's going to be over, and you're going to be okay. If you can get some sleep, you know, try to get some sleep, because if we're deprived of sleep, then every situation that we deal with is always worse.
Well, thank you very much, Scoot, and thank you for hearing me out.
All right,
make
yes.
a comment with
right.
you.
Thank you for
I
calling.
I love your radio yeah. station. Thank you.
We appreciate that, Harris. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We continue to talk about, at this point for New Orleans, it's the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. You know, this song is about how this pain and misery is temporary. And many of you have gone through it before. I hate that you have to go through it again, but we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this. And you're going to look back and have memories, but they're going to be memories of your resolve. They're going to be memories of what you did and your strength and your courage and what it took to come back. And you're going to do it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. It's been a hell of a night for a lot of you. We're going to get an update with WWL meteorologist Peyton Malone. That's going to be about 3:10 this morning. Here's a text that says, Scoot, come on, man. You've been saying for a couple of days that 90-mile-an-hour winds, quote, aren't that bad. So the next storm that comes, you should come over here to Chattahoola, I think that's what it says, and see what it's like outside, watching the trees rocking and listening to the roar of the wind. Hey, listen, I never said that. You know, this is so typical of bitter people, and sometimes they're very bitter people listening to the radio, and I never said that. What I consistently said was that, hey, at 90 miles an hour, it could be worse, and it could be worse because we've all been through worse. So I never said that 90-mile-an-hour winds are not that bad. I consistently said there's going to be damage, there are going to be problems. So I would appreciate it if you would actually listen to the show. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your comments are coming up. We're talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Francine, which is still kind of in the area. We'll get an update coming up in just a few minutes on WWL. We have all been through some stormy weather in the deep south. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad that you're alive and listening. I'm sorry if you're without power. You're not alone. A lot of people are without power. And for many of you, your only contact with the outside world is WWL radio and your battery-powered radio. And we're happy to do our job. And at times like this, we put politics, we put everything aside, and we do our job. Let me get to a couple of your texts. Also, we have another call to get to. Here's a text that says, that Doors Snoop Dogg song that you just played is what is spread all over our street. Garbage. Well, you know, the judgment of art is always very subjective. Here's a comment. This is from Tracy in Gentilly. Hi, Scoot. We're in Gentilly by UNO. There hasn't been any flooding here. Power went out around 7 p.m. Husband and I are usually up very late, currently charging our phones in the car, and we're cooking a very late dinner. Well, Tracy, yeah, I would say this is a very late dinner, borderline getting close to breakfast. But, you know, you guys enjoy it. It sounds like you have a good attitude. I'm sorry you're without power, but you're going to get through this. And right now, you know, the temperature's not that bad. It's really not. I mean, we've been blessed with some weather. It could be a lot worse than this. I mean, I remember storms where the power goes out and it's in the mid-80s at night. And even worse than that during the day. So, look, this is not that bad. Hopefully, energy and all the power companies get everybody up and running. Here's a text that says, good morning, Scoot. Thanks for starting off positive with the show. I was ready to complain, but perspective is everything. And it has been an honor to ride out this storm with my 98-year-old mother and... like in a country where we're all able to recover from a significant storm. And yesterday was 9/11. How fast we forget what is truly important. Thank you, and that's from Lee. Lee, thank you for your comment. I did take a moment when I was on the air yesterday afternoon to mention that it was 9/11 and to mention what kind of country we can be. Unfortunately, we're not that country right now. But we can be the country that we were after 9/11. And it shouldn't take 9/11 to bring us together. 9/11 really, you know, it turned us into one nation. We're not that today. And it's really sad to me. And I see how things change, but when something happens, things change temporarily. You know, right now for us, it's the storm. And we're paying attention to this and not paying attention to politics. And as I said at the opening of the show, one of the things I think that has led to this great divide in America is we have it pretty good in this country. You know, we're pretty comfortable. And so we have the luxury of worrying about all the little nitpicking things that we worry about when it comes to politics. All right, let's go to Kenner and Harris. Harris, I want you to tell me what you're experiencing in Kenner, because I've heard of a lot of flooding in Kenner.
That's the main thing I'm having trouble with, flooding right now, Scoot. It's flooded, never flooded like this for Katrina or nothing. This is the worst flood I ever had. My car's ruined. It's all the way up to my door now. I hope it don't come in the house.
So the flooding has ruined your car, but it's not in the house yet. I'm hoping that it's going to, at this point, it's going to subside and some of the pumping is going to catch up because the worst of the rain is over. But I'm sorry about your car, Harris. And you know, it's really interesting that each storm has something different for different people. And here we've gone through, you've gone through Katrina and Ida and these other storms and Isaac and Zeta and here's the storm. It was Hurricane Francine that caused flooding that you've never seen before. So I'm sorry you're dealing with that, but hopefully it doesn't get into your home because, you know, the insurance company is going to take care of your car.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's it don't seem like it's going down any at all for the last few hours. But thank God power's out and all, and the flooding's just the worst thing I ever seen and all the storms I've been through. Mm-hmm. I've been out here since Katrina, before Katrina too, you know. But this flooding is really bad out here in Canada.
Yeah, well, Harris, I'm really sorry you're dealing with that. Thoughts and prayers are with you, and I know you're going to get through this, and one day you're going to look back, and it's going to be over, and you're going to be okay. If you can get some sleep, try to get some sleep, because if we're deprived of sleep, then every situation that we deal with is always worse.
Well, thank you very much, Scoot, and thank you for hearing me out and
Make
a comment with
right.
you.
Thank you for calling.
I love your radio station.
We appreciate that, Harris. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We continue to talk about, at this point for New Orleans, it's the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. You know, this song is about how this pain and misery is temporary. And many of you have gone through it before. I hate that you have to go through it again, but we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this. And you're going to look back and have memories, but they're going to be memories of your resolve. They're going to be memories of what you did and your strength and your courage and what it took to come back. And you're going to do it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. It's been a hell of a night for a lot of you. We're going to get an update with WWL meteorologist Peyton Malone. That's going to be about 3:10 this morning. Here's a text that says, Scoot, come on, man. You've been saying for a couple of days that 90-mile-an-hour winds, quote, aren't that bad. So the next storm that comes, you should come over here to Chattahoochee, I think that's what it says, and see what it's like outside, watching the trees rocking and listening to the roar of the wind. Hey, listen, I never said that. You know, this is so typical of bitter people, and sometimes they're very bitter people listening to the radio, and I never said that. What I consistently said was that, hey, at 90 miles an hour, it could be worse, and it could be worse because we've all been through worse. So I never said that 90-mile-an-hour winds are not that bad. I consistently said there's going to be damage, there are going to be problems. So I would appreciate it if you would actually listen to the show. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your comments are coming up. We're talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Francine, which is still kind of in the area. We'll get an update coming up in just a few minutes on WWL.